the battle lines are drawn over a lawsuit that could reshape agriculture in New York State. Civil rights advocates are suing to give farm workers the right to form unions and bargain collectively. The state's largest farm lobby has signed on in opposition after Governor Andrew Cuomo would not. David Summerstein reports.
New York's constitution guarantees almost every worker the right to organize, except agricultural workers.
They are the one group who is not able to seek relief in the event that their right to organize is violated.
Aaron Beth Harris is lead counsel with the New York Civil Liberties Union. It's suing to change the law on behalf of two upstate advocacy groups and the state's estimated 60,000 farm workers. Harris says the exclusion is unconstitutional and based on outdated policy from the 1930s. The specifics of the lawsuit have to do with dairy farm worker Crispin Hernandez. He claimed he had been working on Mark's farm outside Lowville for 12 hours a day for 3 years. When he was seen talking with a community organizer, he said he was fired and thrown out of worker housing. Speaking through a translator last summer in Albany, Hernandez complained of terrible working conditions.
There are so many injustices where we work. They treat us like slaves and worse than the cows.
A spokesperson for Mark's farm last summer called the allegations false and said employee health and safety is a top priority. The judge in the case recently ruled the New York Farm Bureau can intervene as a defendant. The Farm Bureau argues the lawsuit is an end run around the state legislature, where a bill to give farm workers the right to organize has long languished in the state Senate. Spokesman Steve Ammerman says this case could be precedent setting.
Farmer members of the Farm Bureau would clearly be affected by the outcome of the pending litigation. And that ruling makes it clear that Farm Bureau members have a stake in this case and deserve the right of representation in defense of the New York Civil Liberty Union's legal claims.
The Farm Bureau says agriculture is different from factory work. Allowing unions, it argues, would lead to higher labor costs and strikes that could put farmers out of business. The Civil Liberties Union says it's happy the Farm Bureau has intervened because it believes the eventual ruling will now apply broadly to all farms in the state. Lead counsel Aaron Beth Harris adds state officials are on her side. Governor Andrew Cuomo and State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman have both declined to defend the lawsuit and sided with farm workers.
I think that just goes to show how inappropriate this exclusion is and how unconstitutional it is. It's kind of a sad to say that the Farm Bureau continues to argue that this is appropriate.
The Farm Bureau says it intends to file a motion to dismiss the lawsuit altogether. For WRVO News, I'm David Summerstein.